the Chargers are San Diego's team. And I think a lot of San Diego fans are not just driving up to L.A. And the Rams have a history in L.A.
Right.
It's not like they it just went to a random city. Like, there are people who may have grown up or grew up as young L.A. Ram fans before they left to go to St. Louis.
You know, Evan, on that note, the Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365, which does have me ask you. So if you were leaning one way or another on this game, does moving the game, knowing it's going from L.A. to Arizona, change your mind at all?
Not really. The only thing that I think could matter, and Tiki kind of hit on it, is that the wildfires are a real life thing. And if you live in Los Angeles and you train in Los Angeles and you're worried about your house and you're worried about your loved ones, you're a human. You're not a freaking robot. So I can understand how that would affect you and maybe take your eye off of, you know, the work that you have. Right. So I guess I could see that mattering. But in terms of like home field advantage, it's a different stadium, crowd sounds, I think it's minimal at best.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that it hasn't that been debunked, too, that the home field advantage is a real thing?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is where I'm going to have to take a yell. It really only comes down to if you're used to cold weather and wind and all that other stuff. Right.
What have I said?
I still disagree with you. By the way, the Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Before we get to your calls, I was thinking about the five games this weekend, and obviously this Viking-Ram game is Monday. We'll spend more time on that game on Monday and make our pick on Monday. But I was thinking about these five games, and I'm still isolated at home, so this is going to be even better because I get to fully watch it without having to DVR it, which I would normally do. Which of these games am I most pumped up for? And obviously, I have major rooting interest in a lot of these games just as a fan. Like, I would love to see the Denver Broncos upset the Bills. Of all the games this weekend, and you told me, like, the football gods came to me. Vince Lombardi came to me in my dreams and said, Evan, I'm going to give you one upset. Okay? One upset. Johnny Unitas came to me in my football dreams and said, I'm going to give you one upset. Sid Luckman came to me in my football dreams and said, I'm going to give you, I'm going to keep going with NFL legends till you stop me. Charlie Cotterley comes to me in my football dreams and says, Sammy Bowe comes to me and says, I'm going to give you one upset. I would want to see the Denver Broncos knock off the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
That's just me.
You want good, you want good news, Evan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Underdogs are 69-105 all-time on Wild Card Weekend. That's an average of 1.5 upsets per season, and at least one underdog has won a game on in the Wild Card round in 40 of the last 46 seasons dating back to 1978.
Now, is the underdog based on spread or seed?
Spread.
Okay.
Right.
To me,
because the seed is different. I mean, it kind of depends on division.
Of course.
Right, because there's at least two greater records traveling to a division winner.
Yeah, the Vikings-Rams game and the Chargers-Texans.
Yes.
Well, and also the Commanders. The Commanders have won more games than Tampa Bay.
The Commanders.
Now, the Commanders are dogs, though. They're not favorites in the game, but they did win more games. And look, upset
is... Are they
is
dudes,
kind,
too?
They're dudes and they're dogs. And they're Commanders. They're all of them. But to me, like, the Chargers losing to the Texans is not that big of an upset. You know what I mean? The Commanders beating the Buccaneers is not that big of an upset. The big upsets this weekend, to me, would be the Steelers beating the Ravens, I think would be a big upset. Denver beating Buffalo is the biggest upset.
Didn't they beat them earlier in the season?
They did, but it's like a different world now.
No, it's true. They lost four in a row. The Baltimore Ravens have won four in a row.
The Steelers are trending in the wrong direction.
Right.
And also, and I think you take this into account, even if you don't think we should, the Steelers have been wretched in the postseason the last five times.
Yeah, it's true.
They have, but Lamar's career, that's been the one team he's struggled against a ton, has been the Steelers.
No, I get you.
And no Zay Flowers in that game either.
Right. The one upset I would sign for is Buffalo-Denver, but the game I think I'm most excited for, because I think it's going to be a close game and I'm not confident on what the result is going to be, is actually Tampa Bay-Washington.
Yeah, the Commanders.
That's the one that jumps off to me, too.
You agree? Like, that power ranking games, like, that to me is number one in terms of I just don't have a good feeling on how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I like both quarterbacks. I like how both quarterbacks play. Baker has been, he's been exactly what Tampa Bay needed. But Jaden Daniels is obviously the rookie of the year, he's going to be the rookie of the year. At least we think he's going to be. And he's had a fantastic rookie season, and they got a good team. And so that's the one I can't put my finger on, what I think is going to happen. Like, all the other ones, I think the Chargers are winning. I think Baltimore is winning. I think Buffalo is winning. I think Philly's winning. I don't know about Tampa. in Washington, and I think the Minnesota Vikings are winning. You're right. That's the one that has a lot of intrigue around it.
And that's how I usually view, like, what am I most excited for?
Right.
Because, like, again, if you told me the Denver Broncos early Sunday are going to shock the world and beat the Buffalo Bills, then I'd be most intrigued by that. I just don't think it's going to happen. Like, I'd be very surprised if it happened. I'd be thrilled if it happened. Mm-hmm. I don't expect it. But I think Tampa, Washington, and the other one that also I feel like, maybe I don't know, is Philly, Green Bay, especially because of the Jalen Hurts situation.
Well,
now
he's
cleared. Has he been officially cleared?
He's officially cleared to practice full cleared.
And you could see it coming. I mean, it's been 2.5 weeks, right? Or two.
But isn't it so that Jalen Hurts takes one hit in this game, and he ends up going into that tent? It's just, you don't know.
Yeah, but you know what you do know?
What?
And again, they were playing the Giants, but Tanner McKee looked amazing. I'm just telling you, the kid has a cannon for an arm. He makes good decisions. I went back and watched his preseason tape because obviously he was playing in the game that we called at the end of the season, and nobody had seen him play other than the four passes he threw the week before. And so the kid is good. They threw for 270-something yards, which is more than they threw all season long. So he's a better pocket quarterback than Jalen Hurts. But Jalen Hurts has that intangible because he moves and he opens up their run game so much with Saquon Barkley. So it's a completely different style. So I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the league, by the way, Tanner McKee. But I don't know if it fits the game plan that they've been running with all season long.
Now, I don't care about Tampa because what could really happen other than rain? But Sean is the official weather expert of the Evan and Tiki program. Do we have any snow in the forecast for Buffalo, Philadelphia, or Baltimore? Or is it just going to be your typical, you know, it's winter and it's cold?
Winter, it's cold. In fact, in Buffalo for Sunday, they're calling for a balmy 30 degrees.
That's a disappointment.
Well, it's just the wind. The wind is what matters. Because at 30, if it's windy, it's freezing.
But if
it's not windy, it's not that freezing.
Have you been dealing with wind in New Jersey? Because last night...
It hasn't
night,
been as bad. It's been worse here.
I woke up to a windstorm. Like, I woke up to, like, things on my deck being just thrown everywhere because it was so windy last night.
Two nights ago, we had that in New Jersey, and it was cold. But today, it was fine.
Crazy. And I don't know why I have this fear of wind knocking a tree down and killing me. I don't know why. That's, like, one of my fears. What? I'm being honest with you. I'm very...
transparent.
Nah, it's not vulnerable. I'm very vulnerable right now because I'm isolated and I'm sick and the only people I talk to are you now when I do a radio show. And so I'm telling you my innermost thoughts.
So wait, how does your wife, what does she do? She call you? She FaceTime you?
We text and
occasionally talk through the door?
Pretty much, yes.
They slide food underneath the door.
Oh, jeez, what's going on here?
You know, I got two kids. I got two older in-laws living with me. She wants to keep everybody safe. So I'm isolated like I'm the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Quasimodo.
And because of that, I'm very vulnerable.
But Evan,
and
the
when
only...
it was windy last night, all I could think about was a tree coming down and killing me. Mm. I don't know why. That'd be such a bad
that
way
is
to
so
go.
Random, so random, Evan.
Evan, I do have to ask, since that thought has crossed your mind, let's say a tree is on the verge of coming down. You could see it coming down, and you have a choice. Both of these things are in the exact same spot. I could save one of these things, or the other one is lost forever based on this tree falling.
Go ahead.
Are you saving your very older dog or your scorebook?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Are those not the two things you love the most?
Would you like a third option?
How could you ask such a question?
We could have went Jets.
Look at him delaying.
I'm not delaying. I'm saving Dudley. Are you very old dog? First of all, the age of my dog is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to you, but it's relevant to the audience. Because, of course, it's, you know, a two-year-old dog, no doubt. You know, your dog is, like it or not, a little older, and your scorebook is the thing you've written books about it. You cherish it.
But I've already written the book.
What if I told you... And that's the last Bob Carpenter ever printed, and you can never get one again.
Well, you like to add some weird, crazy questions. I will tell you that I have begun the process, and I'm not done with it yet, so I guess it doesn't serve a purpose. But I have begun the process of taking pictures of every game I've ever scored so that
I'm a loser.
If my scorebooks ever go away, whether it's a tree falling on it, whether it's a fire, whatever the reason is, I'd be like, okay, I have it digitally. Because everything in this day and age should be backed up digitally.
I agree. All right, so you're picking the dog.
Of course I'm picking the dog.
So he's announcing...
And I'm picking my kids. I mean, come on.
No, of course, of course, of course. So are you announcing your retirement from scoring games? Is that what you're doing here? Because you picked your dog over scoring
games. I'm saying that I'm not a sick human being. I still put the lives of my dog and my sons above my scorebook.
So last one for you.
Kind of monster do you think?
The tree is coming. You've said, screw the scorebook. I got to make one call. The dog or Abuelo?
Boy, you can't ask questions like that.
Why not? Sometimes you got to ask tough questions, get tough answers.
Okay, a tree is falling down, and you've got to decide between your daughter and your wife. Like, what kind of question is that? I would never ask you something like that.
You don't want Sean to answer that. Sean, I saw the head tilt. Just don't even bother answering
that. Sean, don't answer the question. I didn't ask it for you to answer. I'm saying that there are certain questions that are just so bleeped up, you don't ask it.
Just a reminder, though, you brought the topic up, though, about the tree falling on you.
I brought the topic
So you opened up Pandora's box.
But, Luke, I brought the topic of me dying, not me saving things, just the tree falls and I'm dead. That's what I brought up.